To CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
In an anarchist dwelling, so humble and so mean. Oh, smell the pungent odor of nitroglycerine. And while busy making fuses and filling cans with mail, the little Slavic children set up this mournful wheel.
Well, it's
Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all the dad. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Sister Jenny, she came back and stood by her mother's side. Her little eyes were shining with a sort of girlish pride. She said, oh, tell me, mother, don't you think that I did well?
Well, yes, you did, and bless you, child, you blew them all to pieces.
Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all the dads. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Well, it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb. Oh, well, the last one, it was thrown by Brother Tom. Oh, poor mother's aim is bad, and the cops say all the dads. So it's Sister Jenny's turn to throw the bomb.
Hello and welcome in to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, an award-winning anti-fascist program coming to you from 93.9 FM CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en peoples. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. You can find the great works that they are doing on Facebook. You can also hear this show on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, untidyradio.com, 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, and 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George. You can stay up on what is happening with the show and everything else that I get up to over on www.themarsh.ca. You can also send me music or stories or thoughts and feelings to syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. FAFO1312.
Thank you.
Diamond Weapon with She's Into Malacca's Dino Bravo. What's going on, everybody? This is the 105th episode of Syrup Moose Records for the week of March. Oh, God, for the first week of April, I guess, technically. Even though it'll be, whatever, you know, it's coming out on the 31st, March 31st. Yeah. Anyway, hello. Hi. Welcome to the show. I had been trying to think of an idea for the show, and then I was reminded that the new teaser for HBO's Harry Potter series came out, and so we are going to talk about J.K. Rowling, because she's a monster, and people seem to continue to be blinded by their own nostalgia, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it this episode. Hopefully I'll get to talk about other things, but at least for this first chunk of the show, we're going to talk about Rowling and why you all need to not watch the show at minimum. I guess at minimum, if you're going to watch it, pirate it and don't talk about it, because this needs to die in the dark before it can be on for a decade, which is apparently what they're planning for it. So we're going to get into that, and people are going to feel maybe like they're being attacked or singled out, and if you feel like that, it must be because you know you're doing something wrong. So, I mean, what else can you say about that? In the meantime, we are going to check out a song that was sent to me by a queer Canadian artist named Elizabeth Clyde. The song is called Cherries, and when we get back, we are going to talk, God help us, about J.K. frickin' Rowling and all of her horrible shit.
You said cherries were in season, so you dyed your hair to match. But it's winter, caught you miss me, still thought you were a catch. I wanna know just a few things about you, make them better than every time I start to meet you, the signs look just like your head. Maybe it's not a good time for love, but what if I really fucking want it? And if I just pretend that you're someone else, we're both just as honest, baby.
Dishonest, baby. I love how
Cherries by a Canadian artist named Elizabeth Clyde sent that one to my inbox, so thank you for that. And if you want to send me your music, send it to syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. That's what you should do. All right, here we go. As promised, we are going to get into J.K. Rowling. And, you know, I don't really want to talk about J.K. Rowling, frankly, because why? Everything that's been said, or that, you know, should be said, has been said, and yet she continues to make huge amounts, grotesque amounts of money, despite being a TERF bigot. So, for folks who don't know who J.K. Rowling is, she is a British author, most well known for the Harry Potter franchise. Also writes under the name Robert Galbraith. So if you see books by Robert Galbraith, that's actually J.K. Rowling again. Secrets. Not secrets, it's very open. This is one of those writers who needs no introduction, because everybody grew up with these books at this point. At least millennials and below grew up with these books, and it's infuriating, because people seem unwilling to let it go, despite the fact that, frankly, they're not that good, and that there are hundreds of other books that you could read with your kids that are not funding hatred. And we're going to get into the hatred side of things, but I wanted to first quickly talk about the HBO series, which released a teaser, I believe, last week, maybe sooner. So, I mean, the first thing is I have not been following the show closely, if for no other reason than I don't care about Harry Potter, and I think J.K. Rowling deserves to not receive any money. So, HBO is releasing Harry Potter again. Apparently, this is going to be decades long. A decade long, because they want to faithfully adapt every single book, and which means a truly obscene amount of money for Rowling for the next decade, unless it fails in the first season, which it absolutely could and should. Also very frustrating is some of the folks who have signed on, including John Lithgow as Albus Dumbledore and Nick Frost as Hagrid. Disappointing, to say the least. I think what's one thing to say right off the bat here is I don't blame the children in the show for being in the show. I believe the main actor, you know, the actors are extremely young, and this is an opportunity, whatever, right? So I think we need to keep our eyes on the prize, kind of, and not get lost in the child actors in the show. If you want to be critical of the adults in the show, do that for sure, because they should know better. But children are just that, they're children. So something I have seen some talk about is the fact that they have cast a black actor to play Snape, which seems like, I don't know, it doesn't really seem to matter, but of course people have opinions about that, which I'm not going to get into, because we're going to stick to Rowling and her bullshit. So, again, the children in the show are children. Leave them alone. The adults in the show should know better. The adults making the show should know better. They clearly do not. They even got Hans Zimmer to be the composer for it, so I'm wondering if maybe they just are using music from the films. Anyway, the show comes out Christmas 2026. Don't watch it. Actively don't watch it. There are so many other things to watch and to read. And I'm going to, actually, at the end of the show, make some recommendations for that, too. So we can get into that. So that's what we're talking about here. We are talking about the recent return of Harry Potter with this HBO series, and we are going to get into the problems with J.K. Rowling. Now, if you don't know, J.K. Rowling is an out transphobe. She is somebody who puts money into causes aimed at harming trans people, and that's the stuff that we are going to talk about. We're also going to talk a little bit about how Rowling is uniquely positioned in terms of how much money and how much creative control she gets over this IP. Because I know some folks have said, oh, well, it's just supporting the creative folks making it, but it's not, because Rowling has a white-knuckle grip on this IP, and everything, any success it has, she has. So you need to drop that way of looking at things pronto. So we're going to play another song, and then we're going to come back, and we're gonna talk Rowling's transphobia. Obviously, content warning, because it's not going to be a fun conversation, but we are going to talk about it. And like I said, later in the show, I will make some recommendations of other authors you can check out, other shows you can watch, whatever. There are so many other things to engage with on your own or with your kids, and the fact that my generation seems so unwilling to let this wizard story go is embarrassing to the point of farce. You know, we still have so many people who this entire personality is a book from 30 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever. So we're going to get into it. And I'm sure some of you will have already tuned out. So whatever. So yeah, this is the J.K. Rowling episode. I guess we were going to have to do one eventually. In the meantime, let's check out this one from Avery. It is called Hairpin.
You brush your teeth, my clamshell sink. Count off the days until you spit specks on the glass. Please make them last before the year.
Radio. As I said, we are now going to get into Rowling and her history. So if you know this stuff, it'll be you know, familiar, I guess, but we're going to just get into it. So this piece I'm reading from comes from a Mashable article from March 27th, 2026, and it just sort of has a timeline, which I'm going to share with folks. So obviously there will be more on the piece that you can go and read. I will post it in the episode description. So this all kind of kicked off with Rowling in 2019, although there have been, I think, issues prior to this. Let's not pretend that this comes out of nowhere. But in December 2019, Rowling announced her support for Maya Forstater, who was a critic of the UK's Gender Recognition Act, which allows trans people to legally change their listed sex via a gender recognition certificate, and was let go from her job following a series of transphobic comments. Rather, the author said she didn't agree with forcing, quote, women out of their jobs for stating that sex is real. So there, that was sort of the beginning of Rowling's transphobic stuff. In 2020, it continued. She criticized an article on menstruation that used the term people who menstruate instead of women. Rowling continued to reiterate her belief in an essential biological sex in a series of replies. 2021, she said, she continued on, and we're going to get into a bit more trigger warning territory here, but she criticized the way that trans people are covered in the media, including the use of chosen pronouns. In one post on Twitter, Rowling said she made a pun, I guess, found in George Orwell's 1984. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, and the penis individual who raped you is a woman. So, again, we're seeing this, continue, right? This is who she is. It's mask off at this point in 2021. In 2022, she came out against a Scottish reform bill that made it simpler for trans people to change their listed gender, posted support of lesbian gender critical activist Alison Bailey, who sued the Stonewall organization after creating a trans exclusionary splinter group and other anti-trans activists. So she supports TERFs. The author also responded to a fan boycott of the soon-to-be-released Hogwarts Legacy, the game that apparently, for all the fuss that everyone made, is also bad, which is sort of a funny thing, I guess. But the response to that was that that action represented the same level of hypocrisy as historic book burnings. At the time, she posted a photo of herself with anti-trans lobbying group Get the L Out UK, writing hashtag respect my sex. So there you go, folks. Rowling says that not playing a terrible game is the same as book burnings. 2023, she said, I do not care about my legacy. Ushered in the year by alluding that trans women were violent, duplicitous rapists. She quoted in an episode of the Witch Trials of J.K. Rowling podcast saying that the modern trans right movement is a powerful, insidious, and misogynistic, and akin to the Harry Potter Death Eater cult. That was 2023. 2024, out and proud cheat. She trained her rage upon Scotland's Hate Crime and Public Order Act, which broadened the existing protections to include age, disability, religion, sexual orientation, transgender identity, and various sex characteristics. Attempted to goad Scottish authorities into prosecuting her for online hate crimes, repeatedly misgendering prominent trans figures. She then donated tens of thousands of dollars to Scottish lobbies campaigning against trans-inclusive language. She tweeted support of those accusing Olympic athlete Iman Khalif, a cisgender woman, who would go on to sue the author of being a biological man who enjoys punching women. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was an issue there back in during the Olympics, where a cis woman was accused of being trans, which is a whole other very complex situation that I'm not going to get into right now, but it's nightmarish. She's posted numerous threads on single-sex public spaces, protecting women from predators. She also said this in 2024, there are no trans kid. No child is, quote, born in the wrong body. There are only adults like you prepared to sacrifice the health of minors to bolster your belief in an ideology that will end up wreaking more harm than lobotomies and false memory syndrome combined. These are the things that Rowling believes. And if you're horrified, we're only in 2024. And that wasn't the only thing, by the way. And I want to quote this as well. I think this is interesting. So she was told, people accused her online of being a far-right conspiracy theorist, which she is. And she says, I am a left-leaning liberal who is fiercely anti-authoritarian. My values haven't changed. What's changed is the political landscape. What was once my natural home is now dominated by a liberal identity-based strain of politics that I consider elitist, harmful, and out of touch with the day-to-day concerns of regular people, particularly women. The reality is that there is currently assault on women's rights unparalleled in my lifetime, and it's coming from both the left and the right. If there ever was a time for women across the political spectrum to come together, it's now. Pretty rich, considering everything else she has said. The internet also turned Rowling's new profile picture into a meme after users pointed out that the yellow wallpaper behind the author's selfie appeared to be infested with mold, which they jokingly contended could be the source of her fixation on trans issues. So that's fun. You know, you gotta find the ways to put some light on things that are awful. Then we come to last year, 2025. She shared criticism of pro-trans legislation, arguing that supporting the rights of biological women is a feminist crusade, while scoffing at public disavowals of her and her work, including those from Harry Potter stars and directors. She celebrated a UK Supreme Court decision limiting Britain's Equality Act to biological sex definition, which is called TERF VE Day, she wrote. She posted a picture of her smoking a cigar. She posted support for anti-trans writer Graham Linehan after he was arrested for under the suspicion of inciting violence in a series of transphobic Twitter posts. On October 30th, Rowling lambasted Glamour UK's Woman of the Year, highlighting the Protect the Dolls slogan, a phrase advocating for the safety of trans women. She said, I grew up in an era when mainstream women magazines told girls that they needed to be thinner and prettier. Now women's magazines tell girls that men are better than they are. Which is, I mean, again, Jesus. The author states started the J.K. Rowling Women's Fund, which she said would give money to women whose sex-based rights are violated. She said she would continue to criticize unevidenced medical experimentation on minors. On December 18th, she leaned into her evil persona with Mary Turfmas, everyone, and later replied, personally, I prefer boxing Turfmas, which is when all the hard work's done and you can put your feet up and watch reruns of the classics like What About Clownfish, and you are committing literal genocide. Man.